I'd like to take a moment and provide a few details about this graduating class. This is the largest graduation in our history. As we continue on our steady upward course as a university, we see the number of graduates grow each semester. A total of 1,657 students are receiving diplomas today, 945 women and 712 men. Among this group of graduates, we will award 1,067 bachelor's degrees and 612 associate degrees. 769 of the graduates have served full-time missions. They represent 46% of those receiving degrees today. There are 883 graduates who are married, comprising 53% of the graduating class. Among those married students, 67 couples are graduating together. I invite the audience to give all of our graduates a round of applause. I would now like to offer just a few remarks today. I'd like first to speak to the parents who are here. I'm grateful for you. I want to thank you for entrusting your children to us. We love them very much. As I look at the parents today, I think of all the prayers you have said on behalf of your children. I think of all the home evenings and family dinners. I think of all the times you set up waiting for them to come home. I think of your devotion to them and your love for them. I would like to tell you something about your children. One of the most wonderful things about your children is the light in their eyes and the love of the Savior in their hearts. These are priceless spiritual gifts. Your children have worked hard at BYU-Idaho. They have qualified for the blessings of increased faith, testimony, knowledge, and skills that will be of great value to them and their families and to the kingdom of God. They have become disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord will send them on his errands in a world in turmoil, and the Holy Ghost will go with them. Now I speak to the graduates. My dear brothers and sisters, I love you very much. I want to share with you today words of counsel from the prophet Joseph Smith. I hope you will always remember these words of the prophet as you face the many wonderful opportunities and the many challenges that will come to you in the years ahead. I quote from a message given to Brigham Young by the prophet Joseph Smith 3 years after the prophet was martyred. This is the message. Tell the people to be humble and faithful, and be sure to keep the Spirit of the Lord, and it will lead them right. Be careful and not turn away the small, still voice. It will teach you what to do and where to go. It will yield the fruits of the kingdom. Tell the brethren, and I would say sisters too, to keep their hearts open to conviction, so that when the Holy Ghost comes to them, their hearts will be ready to receive it. They can tell the Spirit of the Lord from all other spirits. It will whisper peace and joy to their souls, and it will take malice, hatred, envying, strife, and all evil from their hearts. And their whole desire will be to do good, bring forth righteousness, and build up the kingdom of God. Tell them if they will follow the Spirit of the Lord, they will go right. I say to you tonight, my dear brothers and sisters, go forward unafraid with confidence and trust in the Lord. Always keep your covenants so that you will have the Holy Ghost with you. Never do anything or say anything or wear anything or watch anything or go anywhere that would offend the Spirit and deprive you of the guidance and power of the Holy Ghost. If you follow the prophet's counsel, you and your family will enjoy the blessings of heaven. When you come face to face with the opportunities and challenges of life, the Savior will be with you. He will bless you with spiritual strength and guidance through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Savior has been preparing you for a long time, for just this time and season. Here is his promise to you. I will go before your face. I will be on your right hand and on your left. And my spirit shall be in your hearts and mine angels round about you to bear you up. I bear witness to you, my dear brothers and sisters, that this scripture is true. God our Father lives and loves us. His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Savior and Redeemer. I have seen his light. I know his power. I have felt his love. I know he lives. His church and kingdom have been restored through the prophet Joseph Smith, never to be taken from the earth again. We send you out into the world tonight with our love, our confidence, and our trust. You have a great work to do in the kingdom. I know that if you will live to be worthy of the Holy Ghost, the light and power and redeeming love of Jesus Christ will be in your eyes and in your hearts and in your lives forever. I so testify in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.